We're live, so you know what that means. Welcome back to another episode of the Chunks and Philly Show.
Yes, my peoples, it's me, Chunks, and I'm here with my good best friend, Philly.
Yes, how are you, brother?
Oh, good one. And why is this all here? Am I sick?
They probably picked it up anyway, though.
Hopefully they did, man. Sorry, guys, it is Ramadan. I'm fasting.
Yeah.
I'm a bit slow.
How are you finding this this Ramadan?
I'm finding it very easy.
Yeah?
Yeah, compared to the last four years ago. Maybe for my people back at home who was fasting 4 years ago, yeah? Remember, was it 4 or 5 years ago? We were breaking fast at like 9 p.m.
Well, when I fasted with you, it was around 9.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So 3 years ago then, maybe. 3, 4 years ago. 9:30 p.m. That was the trenches. Alhamdulillah, we're breaking fast at 6:15, 6:20. It's light work, man.
So the more that life goes on, does the fast break sooner? So next year, would it be at 5?
Next year will be even more sooner. So what it does is every year, correct me if I'm wrong, my peoples, Ramadan goes back every 10 days.
Every year Ramadan goes back every 10 days?
Yeah, because I could be wrong, but I think the Islamic calendar is 355 days.
Okay.
So mathematically it works out where every year, 10 days back.
Okay.
So next year, for example, this one started 11th of March. Next year most likely start on the 1st of March.
Okay, understood. Understood, yeah. I get it.
I think I'm right. Let me know in the comments if I'm wrong or right. But Ramadan, explain to you.
Do you know what I want you to be right about? Yeah. Is the gift you get me for my birthday this year.
Bro,
Are you considering any sort of gifts?
No, I'm already thinking about it, but it's March. Like April, May, June, July, August, 5 months away.
Well, bro. You know, I do.
How quick did you plan my birthday gift?
Expensive things.
Yeah, crazy. How quick did you plan my birthday gift?
A month before.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, a month before.
Oh, okay, then. Yeah, then I'll make sure that July I'll be sorting something out.
Okay.
Don't worry about it, man. August 6th, I got it in my head.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you gotten over the watch thing yet?
What?
Have you gotten over the whole, like, watch thing yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm over that now, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm playing. Of course not.
Why I know he's got over it? Lawrence, I don't want to ask him. I don't even want to look at his face when I ask him this. Ask him, Lawrence, if he's adapted the watch to fit his wrist. Watch this.
Chunks, have you adapted the watch at all to fit your wrist?
No.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Sorry, I missed that. What was it?
I have not. No, because I don't wear watches that much. Look,
you don't. Sometimes you do though. Sometimes you go on a weird little phase.
Yeah,
where
when I'm in a little 2 weeks and I'm banging out the same. Out. Yeah, I get it. But for me, right now, I'm not in my watch bag. Right now, I'm just in my Allah bag. Yeah. I'm really just trying to, you know what I mean, focus, put my head down. And just learn more. Obviously, just came up from Saudi Arabia.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
If you give me the chance. And
no, just because you weren't trying to talk to me for the right stuff.
How was Umrah this time round? The first time was obviously special, magical. I shared a tear with you and Harry. How was it this time?
It was basically like, I've done it before now. You get it? So it was more that grown up.
But no balling.
I wasn't crying this time.
Okay.
But I feel like it's because I'm at a much better place than I was last year.
In terms of your relationship with God?
Yes. So I feel like it was more of a vibe of, alhamdulillah, I managed to be invited again to, you know what I mean, God's house. And it was an incredible feeling, of course. And we have a group called Aki Navy's, like the boys them, to get it. So this year we were lucky to invite new people into the group.
Who was the new people?
We had Darkest Man.
Lovely.
We had M. Huncho. And we had Anwar Hadid.
Anwar.
So you know Bella Hadid, Gigi Hadid?
Educate me. Have I maybe seen them?
Yes, they definitely have. They are supermodels, probably the biggest models in the world, especially Bella, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. I don't know much about the Hadids, but I just do know that they are humongous.
Oh, this guy?
Yes, this is Anwar Hadid. But write Bella Hadid and let's see if you know her. But yeah, I managed to come with some new brothers this year. I've met Anwar a couple of years ago in LA.
Did all the new brothers and sisters cry?
Darkest did. Huncho, I don't know, he was doing it with a mask, so I couldn't. No, I'm joking.
Stuff for a lot
of
course, that
I'm joking. No, but Huncho's done it already, and Darkest has already done it. So
Darkest ain't already done it.
He's done Hajj, the big boy. He's done the serious joint, so his thing's separate. But yeah, Darkest was crying quite a bit. He was very emotional.
Wait. So Mecca's not Hajj.
So Umrah is a religious pilgrimage, right?
Please correct me if I'm saying it in the wrong way, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the Black Stone.
The Black Stone's the Kaaba.
Okay, now I'm lost.
Yeah, so the Black Stone's the Kaaba.
Mecca's the location.
Mecca's the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mecca, Medina is the city.
Okay, and cabra? Sorry, I don't mean no disrespect. Don't laugh though, because the laugh makes it seem like I'm.
No, of course not. No, it's funny for me.
So say the name again.
Katba, or just
Katba.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So
is the stone.
And what you said, darkest went where?
Hajj, which is you have to as a Muslim. It's one of the five pillars of Islam.
I thought it was
Umrah. Umrah's not obligatory. You don't have to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll chat to you off camera on a deeper one. But yeah, this just, it can be confusing 100%.
Yeah.
So there's loads of different facets. But Hajj is like, it's a 5-day pilgrimage, I'm pretty sure. Again, guys, I'm not
an expert.
An expert. But
when is it on the cards to go to that?
That's in, it's a particular month. I think it's.
Particular month?
Yes. When, you know what, furthermore, right now, because I don't want to misinform you and misinform the people listening.
Yeah, because trust me, there might be loads of like non-Muslim people that have like loads of Muslim friends like me and are interested.
So Hajj is from June to July. So 5 days in June, Friday 14th to the 19th. That's what it says here. But I'm pretty sure it might change every year.
Inshallah, you go this year, innit?
No, not this year. I want to go take my mom and dad hopefully one time. Yeah, so it just depends on hopefully if they're free. And
have they been?
Yeah, they have been. Alhamdulillah, they've been, yeah. So it's something that is obligatory of you if you can, because it is very expensive. So if you can afford it. Yeah, if you can afford it, then that'd be great.
Why is it expensive? The flights and hotels? Or you have to pay to walk in?
It's just limited in terms of, obviously, it's like a lot of Muslims in the world. And because it's such a limited time frame, it's demand is high and the supply ain't that much.
So you have to pay to go?
Of course, yeah.
Where does the money go?
Good question. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, fair enough.
I wouldn't know. Maybe to the country.
Because I've always wondered that with like it's the same for me when I used to go church, you know? I used to. It's so horrible, man. I need to go again. But yeah, they always take offerings, you know what I mean?
Yeah, with the Muslims.
I then learned as I got older, that's to like keep the church going, improve the toilets if they're scummy or whatever.
When was the last time you went to church?
Oh, bro.
Not try to out you or anything.
No, never. 4 years ago.
Is there a reason that you haven't been back?
Yeah, and my reason is bad because...
You feel like you're not pure and all that stuff.
I just want to be...
The best version of yourself. But you know that, shall I tell you why that's a bad excuse? Because you need it the most. You need it more than the people that go weekly because of the fact that you haven't been for so long that when now you
sound
go
like
back...
My mom.
You know what I mean? That's generally the truth.
My mom says the same thing. She goes like, the more you say that, because I'm like, oh, but I want to be like the best like Christian child of God I can be. And she's like, nah, like if you keep on saying that, you're never going to go. Like you just have to go.
That's just an excuse, bro. That's the devil making an excuse for you.
Wow.
Real life.
Yeah. Hear it.
You have to, because you're the people that need it the most because of the fact that you feel like you're so distant from God. So I feel like going back is what brings you closer because of the fact that you can understand that you're far away from
God. I'm going to go on Sunday, you know.
Yeah,
I'm going to call you now.
No, I'm going to go on Sunday. Do you know why? Because for the last couple of months, my family's been inviting me. Like, everyone's in their holy bag right now, and it's so beautiful to see, bro. But there was a stage where I was the one that was, like, the most, we say consagrado, so it's just, like, basically in the walls of God, the most, like, holy at the time, and my family wasn't, and I was the person trying to get them to come to church. So it's nice now that my sisters don't miss a week. My mum don't miss no week. Do you get what I'm saying? Mum's calling me, talking to me about verses in the Bible. So I feel like it's time I go. I even feel so bad talking about it.
Do you suit up for church and like go looking?
Yeah and no. Sometimes yeah and no.
That's my favourite part of London. Like watching everyone go to church on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I literally, you go on the tube on a Sunday and there's just like a family, they look immaculate. Like the way I would get for a wedding, they get every Sunday.
Yeah, I make sure I look clean, but when I was younger more, it was, put on shirt, blazer, trouser. But nah, just make sure I'm clean and presentable. Yeah, you get me to serve God.
Family would be when they see you in there with them, bruv. Mm. And also, is it like a Colombian church? Like, how does it work?
No, my sister goes to English. I think they all go English joints. We used to go Colombian ones, but... Colombian one, you see the girl two rows in front, pastor's preaching, she's painting her nails purple. Yeah. So
cultural, innit?
Man said cultural. No, but you just gotta try to find somewhere where you connect with, innit? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Is it similar like that with mosque? Because I know. Because with a mosque, you just go there to pray and go yard, innit?
No, on Friday, during my prayer, so there's a khutbah, which is basically the sheikh or the imam will basically be there to tell you, like it's like a story of the Prophet's days or the Sahaba times, and it basically has like a moral of the story, and also basically sometimes it's up to date in terms of what's happening now and trying to improve the life of the kids and trying to give them like da'wah, basically like, yo, you guys can improve, you guys can do this instead, you know what I mean, helping the kids in the generation. So that's like usually 30 minutes before the prayer. People can go there to listen to that, but there's some people that just go to the prayer and leave.
Yeah, no, Sunday, man, I'm in there.
I have to, man.
I can see you as a little kid going to church, though. You know when you posted that photo of you as a little kid the other day?
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
I used to love it, man. I need to get back to loving it again and serving God. It's got deep. Swiftly moving on, I know there's a question you wanted to ask me.
Can I pose you both a question?
Yeah, go on.
Chunks has got one for me as well, but let's hear yours first.
£100 million, right on the table, just there. But your family have to be able to watch back any part of your life. So they can just, you know, like you can literally scrub through and go, oh, I think I'll watch this bit.
Done, yes.
Straight away.
Why do I say that? He said your family can scroll through and go, oh, I'll watch this bit. My family ain't dark. You ain't picking all my dark moments where I'm doing nasty stuff, sinful stuff. They're not picking that. Why is my mom going to want to watch me get blows on my sofas? It doesn't make no sense. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, but no.
My mom ain't picking that, bro.
No, you have to pose the question better. I'm saying...
See, no, now you're trying to stitch
in
me.
In a hypothetical, they can sit down and watch the start of Pipe's life.
Pipe!
Until
this current
now.
Moment.
Right until
obviously
up
it's
until
hypothetical because it will take you 20 years.
Is the darkness in there?
Darkness is there. It's your pov. Your two eyes.
Oh, is it?
Everything.
Oh, no, so when I thought of it, I thought it was like a camera, like on GTA, right behind you.
Oh, that's I like that, though.
Cool.
That's so like even a real film.
Even if we come on that angle then, 28 years of that. And obviously it's hypothetical because you can't watch 28 years of content.
But like you were TikTok double speed, 14 years of that.
Do you know what, boys? Genuinely, hand on heart, I'm doing it.
Yeah?
You know, there's nothing. We were sat, I took my family out for dinner for Mother's Day. We took our mum out for Mother's Day meal.
Where'd you go?
We went to a place that I don't like saying. Baiting up my places, man.
The
place that we was going to go and I had to cancel that time because I had to go.
I thought you took them to the grill.
No.
No.
No, no, no. We went to the other place that I cancelled and everyone. And then I actually sat there and my sister told, I won't go into detail, but my sister told my mum something about her life because now my sister's like the closest with God she's ever been. Yeah,
I could tell.
So it was like part of her testimony, you know what I mean? Like she's going to say her testimony soon, so she just wanted to tell my mum so she wasn't shocked when she heard the testimony, you know what I mean?
So sorry, for people who don't know what's testimony, why would you do that?
Just basically saying why you've decided to come along with Christ, what your life was like before, what things you've overcome, do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm sitting there and I was like, wow, I'm proper proud of myself. There is nothing my mum don't know. Oh no, there's one.
She watches
them. Yeah, she watches the pod, so I can't say.
Is this the testimony moment?
Nah. Maybe after Sunday, I might be, yo, mums, look, my life. Like, I might get into all of that. But as of now, there's one thing I've never told my mum. But for the most part, I've told my mum everything. And for the 100 mil, I'm willing my mum to find out that one thing. Just one thing I told my mum. I'm willing for her to find out. For 100 M's, I'm doing it. What? See me sprawl out. She'll shut her eyes. What, you think my mum, when I'm getting lows on the soap, is going to be engaged in the lows?
Yeah.
It's not happening, bro.
Yeah.
My mum's not no sicko. She's going to watch that, go make a coffee, come back. You get me?
Good point.
Lie it, bro.
So in my mind, it's a little cinema and it's being projected.
All the family there.
Yeah, and all the family are just there. They're popcorn, like all that stuff. But dark moments, they sort of go.
No.
Think about how many dark moments you had.
Bro,
you not a lot. I've been celibate last 2 years.
Yeah, bro. 26 years before that, though.
What? I say something funny?
No, it's just...
Yeah, I've been celibate last 2 years. So really, it's only 20...
So what about when you say on camera for the last maybe year that you're still dishing out for until another 2 years? You're slinging it?
Yeah, I'll dish it to the right one, though. I'm just reserving myself at the minute.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah,
until he's 30. Yeah. So he's dishing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been there for that for no reason.
Yeah. No,
he's been in left celibate for 2 years, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, good on
that. So, sorry, you seem that you would not do this.
No, I wouldn't do it still. For me, I swear to God, I wouldn't.
Why? Why?
I believe as a Muslim man, I should hide my sins.
Wait.
Is that how that works?
You should hide your sins,
you?
Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. What the hell?
But when it says hide the sins, does it not mean to be a little bit, to almost not be proud of them in public? And so maybe your private, I saw this as more like a private thing you're sharing. Like
private cinema, even private screening, 14 seats max.
You know, there's not, you're not selling tickets, you know what I mean?
I am selling tickets. I got my siblings there, my mum and dad, that's tickets.
Really?
I've sold six of them there.
Wow. You're charging your own family to watch your life?
Huh?
You're charging your own family?
A billion.
Wallahi, no money can do it. Wallahi,
but what have you done in your life?
It's not about that. It's not about what I've done in my life. It's just for me.
What's that about then?
Ack, you know me, yeah? I don't like love money to a point where I'm now
going to...
Wallahi, I don't. Wallahi, I really don't. So
you do love bread, but not like love.
Not to a point where I'm going to do stuff for it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So for me, it's like my private life for a reason. I feel like I sin privately, and whenever I sin, I try to make tawbah, ask for forgiveness in private as well. So I feel like it's private for a reason. God made it this setup for a reason. So I'm not going to try and change it and now tell people to watch my shit just to make 100 mil. Like, I think that's crazy. Mm. Like, it's not that deep for me. So I'm going to completely avoid.
Well, I'm running it up, man. Production companies out there.
I need to stop swearing. I'm fasting as well. I'm sorry about that, guys. But yeah, actually, separately now, I genuinely wouldn't do that.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because 100 mil is that's
life changing.
Generational.
Yeah, generational.
Your kids, your everyone.
Yeah, I feel like I've had too much secondhand embarrassment of seeing certain things I don't want
to
see.
Would you also, just to be clear then, I'm not saying you would do it, but you wouldn't like to do it if you had to. So say someone
here's a question.
Sit you down, you have to do this. There are moments where you're going, oh,
yeah,
no.
Of course.
Would it change for you if Denzel was playing you though?
Yes.
So you would do it?
No, that's changed. That would not change. So you're right. That would not change anything for me.
You sure?
If he's depicting
I don't even want no one to star in my thing. I'm the main character.
So you want you to be doing the...
Yes.
Yeah? You want to be
so
getting the
So I can show
and...
my abilities. I can act, you know?
So, because...
Like, you lot... Oh, how about even other abilities?
Oh, no, you mad man. I want to show how talented I think I am.
This isn't a film of it. This is like... Yeah, as if the camera followed you around the whole time. You're not... You can't sit there and
oh,
go...
Oh, you said cinema.
Yeah, but I'm just
saying, my mind just went film.
Yeah, but your life is your real life, the way it actually, like a documentary, is up.
Did you understand the question or?
No, now I do. But do you know what? I would still do it.
No, you wouldn't.
I promise you, hand on heart, apart from one thing, there is nothing my family members don't know about me.
How it's not
like
really
my relationship. Well, now it's different with my older sister because
she don't want to hear that stuff.
No, it's not even that she don't want to hear it. I just don't tell her.
Respect her too much, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
she's on her little,
do you know what I mean? Like, certain little stuff, maybe, mad. Podcast, crazy. I was going to say that.
He said I was going to say something crazy, but I just realized I'm on a podcast.
Crazy.
Good translation.
Yeah, good translation.
But, there's nothing my family members don't know, like, back in the days though, when my sister weren't, as you guys would say, same thing for us though, on her dean, I would have told her, yo, D just went on a sick estate, girl's got a mad back wobbler, is it? Show me her gram, like, I've got that relationship with my family, he'll tell you firsthand, like, my family are really my friends, there's hand on heart, apart from that one thing, my sister knows though, just I ain't told my mum that.
Wow.
Yeah. What is this, do I know?
Shit.
And he told you in the other podcast, if there's anything that he'll tell me.
Literally said best friend, first thing he'd call.
Yeah, I told you guys, don't listen to this.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean like... No, because it's good to clarify that. But he is the first person I would call though.
Now?
No, even back then. But I don't do stuff in my life and then go, ooh, who can I tell? It's not that deep, bro. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if man's running something up, I'm running it up. And then if I link it, I go, aye, blood, you know the other day? You get what I'm saying? Like, it's not that deep for me to ring people.
Okay.
Know what I mean? If I was sad though, I'd call him. Yeah, 100%, it's my guy.
So you would do it, you wouldn't do it. Would you do other things though for big amounts of money? For instance, 50 days alone in a room, £5 million.
No.
Mr. Beast is doing that right now, 500 grand.
I wouldn't do it. That's sanity, bro. You know, you're mental. There was he even spoke about it.
I saw his video.
Being alone for so long can mess about with your mental and have some scarring, like some, what's it called?
Trauma.
Like long lasting trauma. Why am I doing that?
Boys, I feel like that now. And I spend 2 days alone at the crib.
There you go. And you're in the comfort of your home, you're streaming, you got food, you got money.
You know what I did yesterday?
Yeah, saying that, you know what I mean?
You know, I scrolled on my phone to see who I could call to come stay at my house. You know how sad that is, fam.
You didn't call me.
Yeah, but Chunks, I know you so well. There is no way on God's beautiful earth, if I called you and said, Chunks, I feel lonely, come and sleep over my house, you're not doing it, bro.
And during Ramadan, I wouldn't.
I know you're not.
During Ramadan, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it. Don't do that about Ramadan. He wouldn't do it in general.
Have you ever?
Chunks has been to my house four times.
You know what's so bad?
Bro.
You know what's so bad? You know what? Should I tell you what's, okay, and how many times have you been to my house?
Loads of times.
Wallahi, you haven't. This house that I live in right now.
Forget this house. In life, I've been to your house more than you've
reasons?
Been to my.
What reasons?
Based to
what
come
reasons?
And chill, bro.
No, don't.
Oh my God,
bro. I'll call
bro,
you
there'll
right
be
now,
certain
bro.
Times I'll yeah, come yeah, and stay in this house bad. Just for the doing, sake yeah? of staying there.
Don't. Wallahi,
I swear to God,
I'm calling people because you're making it seem like you're this amazing person.
Who's this on the phone?
I'm the better friend,
right? Yes.
You're live on Capital Extra. Don't swear.
Bro, you're lying, bro. Illy,
don't. Not in that.
Okay, keep it chill. Now I'm on the podcast right now. Yeah. Philly's right in terms of, to some extent, because he's saying that I don't come to his house to visit him often, right? But I'm saying to
forget
him,
new house.
No,
forget
I'm
new
saying
house.
To him that he doesn't come often to my crib either, but he's trying to say I do come to chill. But okay, well, I'll be honest, does Philly come for the sole reason to chill out with the man then?
Okay, wait, let me finish. Right. Because, wait, because from this perspective, it looks like you're talking about this house.
In general, over the years, does Philly come for the sole purpose of chilling with the man then? What's the answer?
If he says no, I'll be so upset, you know.
No.
There you go. There you go. Because you come to either film, then you're going to do something else. You're going to come sleep over because we've got a film tomorrow the next day. We've got an airport. Don't make it seem like you're coming just to link the man. Wallahi, that's not the case.
We've been to Philly's house more than he's come to ours just to chill.
There you go.
Aye, Illy, hang up the phone, you five-headed prick. You make me sick, you know.
Love.
He's wallahi lying. If you think wallahi that the man have come to my house to chill.
No. Listen. I'm not coming on that angle because he's come to my house.
Yeah, he's chatting shit.
But wallahi, you're making it seem like you'll call me, yo, what you man doing? Just chilling. Saying I'm on a slide.
But there's been times that I've done
when?
It.
When? Tell me.
Bro, when? Do you know how long we've been?
Should I tell you the last time we did that? My birthday in Northwood. When you came and came with pineapples, because you knew I love pineapples and I was on my diet.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
See, but see
that's
his
very nice. That's very nice. That's very nice.
But
what year was that? 2019.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is,
so
look.
Don't make it seem
pandemic.
Like.
Look.
Plus, let me tell you what's unfair from him, yeah? Is saying that I wouldn't do it. Based off what? Have you belled me? Have you ever done that before?
No, but I just know you, bro.
Well, clearly you don't then. If you've called me on a genuine and said, yo, I'm actually feeling lonely, I'll slide.
Fair enough.
But this guy's saying that I wouldn't. That's mad.
I think we need to have a little sleepover for the podcast.
That's a bit upsetting if I'm
honest. Sorry, brother.
No, genuinely.
Genuine.
Yeah. Because you've never done it and you just say, yeah, I know you. That's crazy.
I just feel like you wouldn't. I don't know based on what. But that's how.
Yeah, but I think that's unfair.
Yeah.
That's unfair.
No, but maybe.
If I've given you a reason to feel like that, then that's fine. But if you, as my friend, my brother called me and said, yo, I'm feeling lonely, bro. Can you come slide on me and stay over? Wallahi, I'll do it.
Yeah,
especially if I'm not doing anything.
If you were doing something, you had plans and he called
then
you.
Then I'll come
you...
chill and then I'll say I have to leave.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, retract, maybe I exaggerated, but I've definitely gone to his house more to chill than he has to mine.
Maybe
I think
twice.
We've gotten away from the core.
Nah.
Are we away from the core message here that Philly's feeling a little bit lonely right now and you need to be there for him?
See? See how I'm going through stuff?
Yeah.
And then in the end, this is why I don't tell him stuff no more.
What's the...
Good one.
What's the deal here? Like, why are you feeling so...
I don't know, man. I'm just tired of being alone, bro. Shit's actually mad, sad and depressing. Hand on heart, man. Yeah, it's sad. And I tried to fill the void, like, with streaming and that. Or, like, playing games. But it don't work.
But do you know what I can say?
Because, like, everyone I play games with, don't get me wrong, they're my friends, but to a certain extent. I don't tell them the things that I told Chunks. So I'm not going to sit there now while we're all waiting for the lobby to load on Warzone and go, yeah, boys, I actually feel quite sad today, you know? You get what I'm saying? I don't have those conversations with those men. All we talk about is, yo, we got an out tonight. Oh, yo, Slosh, fix my computer. They're still my friends, but there's levels to friendships. Do you know what I mean? Go on, what are you going to say?
I was going to say that there's been times where you've got this, what's that thing when you're known, now you're known for something because of the fact that you
notoriety.
Keep... Yeah, you've got this notoriety behind you where there's no point of inviting Philly because he won't come.
Yeah, facts.
You've got that. Wow. And think about this. Obviously, it's your fault, bro. Mm. Because of the fact now, for example, when I have like the private dinners at my house, to for example, when I invite that private chef.
Sorry.
You're laughing because you know, bro.
What's wrong with you?
I've invited him to come. I said, yo, I'm going to come.
What with a chef?
Look, I've got a private chef that comes to the house once every 2 months.
Wow.
Once every 2 months, yeah?
He's only invited me once, by the way.
To be fair, I have seen that. That chef looks amazing.
Because I think that's all it justifies your point.
I need to invite you.
Does he make food that Philly would like, though? Or is
brother, don't even do that.
No, he's food elite.
I've invited him. I said, yo, Philly, I've got this guy coming over, private chef. 100% I'm there, blah, blah, blah. I've invited him, I've invited Harry Pinero, another person that flopped on me.
Was that the one you posted on Instagram?
Yes, like I posted every 2 months. It's amazing. It's every 2 months. The first ever one that was happening, I invited you and Harry, I invited Nico, Darkest, or everyone, right? Everybody come, who's the two people that didn't come?
Who?
You and Harry.
And you know why we didn't? Why I think?
Why? You two were out for dinner on your own little thing.
I think, I know lies. Now I'm trying to protect myself subconsciously without even realizing. But I'd say a lot of the time for me not turning up to places was I was just tired the next day of smoking so much the night before.
And that's fine.
But this time I didn't smoke. This time I didn't
smoke. That's fine, but you didn't call me and tell me, oh, by the way, before.
I know, because I'm just in my little.
Yeah, look, so you have to understand, look, we're not doing these ones. So already now, for the first time I've invited you, you haven't come. I know that there's a new one coming. I'm not going to invite him.
No, you never
invite him. Would you now, knowing where he's at now, do it again now as a gesture?
I would, but he hasn't told me this before.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So he was trying to make it seem like it's my fault, but you had this notoriety for not coming places. Football. I've invited him to football maybe 15 times. How many times have you come to football?
In my life?
In your life.
3 sessions at max.
Okay, and now in the last 3 years?
1. Yeah.
So how do you expect me... And football, then you still have this... You had the audacity to say to me that I wouldn't come to you.
Football, I've got a valid reason, though. Football, I've got a valid reason. It's very far. And I've lost my license. It is mental, bro. All these men are getting... And okay, do you know what makes it worse? You see, like when you've had something and someone takes it from you, oh, yeah, horrible.
Sorry.
Like I'm seeing every man jump in their whip. Yeah. They're driving 15 minutes to the yard. I've got to travel 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, so why do you call me and say you never invite me to stuff?
When?
And you say, oh, ball. For example, I say, I'm going ball. Oh, you see, why need to invite me to this? Because you're not going to come.
No.
That's right.
No, I've actually got a good reply for that one.
Go on.
Sometimes.
Just being invited feels nice. Is that what you're saying?
That too. No, but I wasn't going to get at that.
Okay, go on.
But in that moment, I genuinely could have been free and wanting to play football.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, because of your track record, I'm not going to shout you.
See?
Do you understand that now? Do you understand? Do you want it to reset
now? Do you see
why
I'm lonely?
Do you see
why
I'm
lonely? One person I can find in, don't even...
Yeah, one person I can find.
That's hard.
What do I do, Lawrence?
Maybe I think for your birthday, you don't ask for a physical gift, you ask for an emotional
gift. Just
that
mine for a week.
Yeah,
stay cool, man. That's a good one, brother.
Yeah. But yeah, bad reputation I've got though. Hand on heart, I can admit that as a man. There's 2 things I don't like about myself. Oh, this is a good question for you too. 2 things I don't like about myself, yeah? One is...
Lying on your friend's name?
Hold on. I interrupt people a lot when they're speaking.
Yeah, well, that's a problem
for
you too.
It's because I'm passionate. I don't mean to be rude, you know.
I do that a lot.
I'm just like,
and
oh,
I'm really
oh my
sorry.
God. That's me in a nutshell. There's probably about 100 times I've done it since we've done this podcast.
That's excitement too, though. Do you not share? Yeah, that's nice. Is it not endearing that he does that, Chunks?
It's rude, bro.
Really?
It's actually rude. You should let people finish their sentence.
Should I?
Don't you think?
I completely agree.
It's rude.
And the other one?
And the second one is that I always say I'm going to go places and then don't do it.
And doesn't give you a reason as to why you can't.
To be fair, that's been done to the podcast crew.
Sorry?
That's the podcast crew.
Have I done that with you?
Yes, you have.
Yeah,
when I was en route and you just made, oh, by the way, I'm going to be... I said, yo, Phil's ready. Yeah, I'm going to come in 2 hours or something. And I said, well,
no, worse than that. We all went, oh, it's lunch. We're all going to go out for a dinner. And then what happened?
Well, I've been 2 hours late.
No, you weren't late.
That time we were meant to have a trim with Xander. And we all agreed on the time.
Oh, yeah.
I was en route. I think you were probably there.
Yeah.
And then I say to you, oh, by the way, wait, where are you?
And I'm sorry for baiting you out like that because that was not nice.
No, that was bad. But I just got my timings mixed up. And do you know who you blame? So really, do you know who you're blaming right
your
now?
Your mum.
My mum.
Yeah, good one, man. That's a good one, man.
So here's a question.
This guy.
Yeah, I am my mum on the podcast now as well.
I'm not saying anything to your mum. I'm talking to you.
Mum's turned off by now. Okay. So... how do you change?
This was like therapy for friendship. It's fucking brilliant.
How do you change that image within your friendship group and can you ever meaningfully get it back?
Turning up. Bro.
It's not only that.
How many times do you have to turn up though? 5?
No, it's not even that. Do you know what it is for me? I don't care whether you turn up or you don't turn up. I just want that respect to say, I can't do this because X, Y, Z. No problem. Thank you. Now I'm aware. I'm at the house waiting with the man and thinking, yeah, Philly's coming today. You get what I'm trying to say? That you feel like an idiot then. And then calling him and then, oh, no, I'm not rolling, bro. And obviously he makes a joke out of everything. It's funny in the moment, but obviously in the grand scheme of things, it's not. You get what I'm trying to say?
Huh? You want to see him?
Of course. Not only that, it's because of the fact that I've told the chef to make food for X amount of people. So now there's leftovers. You know what I'm trying to say?
I just genuinely forget.
I always let him off because it's like, it's just Philly.
No, hand on heart, I genuinely forget though. No, to you. I genuinely forget.
I know, but I'm saying there's only so much.
If my mum don't tell me what I'm doing the next day, I ain't got a clue.
Do you have a calendar? Or?
I do, but the problem is that I don't put my personal stuff in the calendar.
Maybe
so
should.
Like dinner with Chunks on the 6th.
Yeah, but if you, I should put, if you know that you're bad at this stuff, then you should prioritize that.
Yeah.
Do you keep a diary?
Of my personal life? Like what I want to do? No.
Have you ever kept a diary?
Yeah, I definitely have.
What kind? Like when you were younger or now?
When I was younger. Like I used to do a diary of every day what I'd do at the end of the day and I'll write.
Was it quite repetitive?
Went to school, came back home, had an argument with my mum, and I don't like her anymore. The next day, I love my mum so much because she did this. It's as a 7-year-old, you kind of just...
Mine's just work-related stuff. Garm, what's two things you don't like about yourself?
About myself? I get too emotional, like I'm overly sensitive.
So come on. Might just be one act. Don't force the two.
I'm not perfect, bro. I've got some things that jar me off, but it's one of them ones where it's just off the top of my head, I can't think of it. But I know, for example, I'll think of it and be like, oh, that's a situation. Nobody's perfect. Everyone's got flaws. So I know that I've got issues about myself, but it's just highlighting them off the top of my head is a bit difficult.
Is there anything you try to stop doing during Ramadan? Like I'm doing social media.
Stop swearing. There you go. I've got potty mouth. I've got a horrible mouth. I swear on my mum's life for a lot when you're not meant to do that.
That's bad.
You know what I mean? That's bad. Yeah. Everybody's got like...
Yeah, so do I. That's bad. Up.
And just swearing. Potty mouth's horrible, man. Oversensitive.
What
lazy
stuff?
You can't really... Can you... Because I feel like my two you could work on. My two was... What was it again? Interrupting people.
Yeah.
And turning up when you say you're meant to turn up. But... You can't really work on being emotional because that wouldn't, or can you? Because that's a part.
Can't you like catch the emotion as it happens?
But I think you need therapy for that.
Yeah.
Potentially, man. Like, you know what I mean? You're going to have to be able to take this in internally and just work on it as yourself. Think before you speak, that type of stuff. I don't think I could do it by myself. Like, you can't just tell me now.
Yeah, I don't think you can work on that, you know,
I can stop. Like, unfortunately, that's just how I am, innit? I take things too personal, I guess.
Is that also, but also the other way works where not only bad things, you also take good things to heart and that can also mean a lot to you, so.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Is it not like a seesaw thing where good and bad kind of cancel each other out in a way?
Nah. It's a bad.
Just bad?
It's a bad thing. Yeah.
What don't you like about me?
You?
I don't think there is nothing.
Your hair.
No, the hair's coming off, don't worry about that.
Oh, is it?
You don't like his hair?
I was joking. I like it.
For charity, yeah.
I don't know, that's not nice. I actually like
You're cleaning them off.
It's bad for the image.
You know, you might look Lenger with another hairstyle.
I think this is the longest that Lawrence has ever been.
Yeah. It's longer than my wife.
Like, I say that to myself. Like,
What does your wife say?
She wants to cut it now, but she loved it for a while, so.
Like, how do you me and you know that we've...
She wants to cut it now, but she like...
I did the hands. No one's got, there's no camera. Yeah. Question for the comments. Do we want a camera on me or
do
not?
Do we want... Like, okay, my opinion, yeah, with Lawrence, I think when this episode was just me and you, I think we have a camera on Lawrence. When it's a guest, we have his voice.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I don't mind. You know, I think Lawrence is.
Let us know in the comments, guys, if you want to see Lawrence.
I've seen some comments saying you need a camera on
him. Yeah, let us know.
So my worry.
But then you also need to ask him. You're just saying we'll have a camera.
Lawrence is a vet.
Yeah, that's I know, but you still need to ask him.
I do love animals. But can you also, just put it this way, right?
That's a great joke.
No, but I'm a little bit worried that the people who haven't seen me, you know, you see a radio DJ for the first time and you go, what was that?
You know what it is? I got people from my hood asking me, how does he look?
It's like Emma and Steve-O.
A picture of you and they're like, this is exactly how I expect him to look.
Yeah, it's like Emma and Steve-O. Yeah. Sometimes it's nice not knowing the unknown.
Exactly.
Ooh.
It's up to you though, bro, genuinely. Yeah. And what the audience wants really
also,
is really...
Lawrence is also very well known in the podcast world, so it's like...
Yeah, I don't want to bring you guys down. Yeah.
What does that even mean? What does it mean that?
Genuine. So I've got the journal.
You got more questions like that?
Well, I've got a journal app open and it asks you just like meaningful questions about your life. There's some nice little bits here. Can I ask you guys, what's one thought that keeps you up at night?
Nothing.
Nothing keeps you up?
I sleep so well, brother.
He does.
I hate overthinking. I used to be an overthinker. That's one thing that I worked on and I genuinely have improved on. I'm a big fan. But then that's because for me, I was like, I don't know who it was that told me the quote, but it was like along the lines, I don't know verbatim, but there's no point of overthinking because you don't want to live it twice or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Along the lines of, like, for example, you know, overthinking the whole situation. Say, for example, now you've got a doctor's appointment where you're taking out your tooth next week, right? That's going to happen on Wednesday, the 27th of March, regardless. So instead of now bugging out for the next 7 days, every day, daily thinking, I'm scared of that happening. You keep living it when you should just only live it once on the day. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So for me, it's like, I try my best to not overthink about a situation because in my head, I'm like, it's out of my control. It's in God's hands. Whatever happens, is going to happen regardless.
Man, you seem more instinctive.
No, I'm just listening to his answer. Oh, you're telling me, go on.
But you seem more instinctive, like you live in the moment, sort of, you know, the moment sometimes.
No, well, I think it depends, innit? I'm only human as well. If it's something I'm fearful of, then it's going to be in the back of my mind. One thing about me as well is that it kind of depends the impact it's going to have on me or it's had on me. Like, if I know I've done wrong or I've upset someone, it sits on me heavy. I need to solve it then and then.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I think it just depends what the scenario is. But I don't think I'm a massive overthinker. Actually, Cap, last night says different.
Why?
I went to bed at 5 a.m.
You kept thinking about something.
But I don't know what I was thinking. I had a dream. I had a weird dream.
At 5 a.m.?
So obviously we went to Atlanta and all the boys got loads of cars. I'm talking loads. Everyone in A&P has at least 3 cars minimum, I'd say, apart from maybe Chris and Davis.
Apart from Chris and Davis...
I really enjoyed Agent's collection.
What can you name them, or is it just like
nice? RTX, that big monster SUV. Bro, that car is mad. I need that here. I've never seen no one with that here. He's got an M4, an E something, BMW for drifting.
And the number plate?
A Tesla. They've got whips. Like Kai's got this track. Anyway, they've got cars.
Yeah.
So then in the dream, I'm in an A&P house. I've taken Agent's key. And I'm driving these cars. I'm like, oh, this one's dead now. Let me go get the other one. Like, mad random. And then I couldn't sleep. Scrolled on TikTok for about 2 hours. 5 a.m. Couldn't sleep again. Woke up again. 6 a.m., bro. Then I went to bed until like 11 when my mum was beating off my phone. You're going to be late. And I was still late by like 25 minutes.
You were up late quite a lot.
And you are late to the show quite a lot.
No.
This show?
Yeah. Me and Lawrence.
There's a reasonable window to be within when he has to come so far.
It's always 30 minutes or less.
Yeah. You're pretty reasonable.
What, you agree with that?
No, I'm just saying.
We spoke about it, Lawrence. We did.
You speak around my back. I don't want him on the camera then.
No? Yeah.
Not my show.
Yeah, don't want any glow off that.
No, but I am. It's bad. But to be fair though, in my defense, quickly. Have we ever got here and started straight away?
No, because we can't.
Stop. Only when you were in a hurry.
Lawrence, has there been a time that I've been here before Chunks?
Once.
Don't say, oh, you make me sick, you do.
Once,
my ass. Lara, back me up here.
Lara?
Has there been a time that I've been here before Chunks?
She didn't want any part of this. Maybe twice. Twice, maybe.
Okay, in those twice. Fuck, I thought it would be more than that. I genuinely thought it would be more than that.
And guess what? I just want to say quickly. No, I live an hour and 20 minutes from the studio. He lives 15 minutes.
No, 25.
Wallahi, that's the truth though.
25.
Have you not realised that as well? Have you never put that in your brain? I'm an hour and 20 from...
All right, do you know what happens to me? Let me break it down.
This guy.
What happens to me?
I always say, it's just Philly, man. This is him.
You know what happens to me though, yeah?
Go on.
Is where I know I'm close, I chill out.
Yeah.
I don't need to scrub the bottom of my feet in a shower because I did it in the night before when I showered.
Right.
But I've done it this morning because I'm only 25 minutes away. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I do the most. Took out the bins, unpacked some of my suitcase from LA. Shouldn't have done all that.
Yeah.
But my mentality is
down the road. Days.
And you know what I do? This is how bad I am. I do try to be on time. I do. What did I call you today and say, how far are you?
You said
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
So my thing is, all
right,
cool. I got 20 minutes.
You never time it right. You know he does all the time. He'll call me. How far are you? I'm like, 35 minutes. Ah, yeah, that's where I come. I'm like, at this point, I already know. I just put the phone down. Come here, wait 25 minutes, 30 minutes, and then he comes. I was like, bro.
No, it's never 25. Listeners,
today,
watchers,
what was it today? 20,
15 max.
I don't want to violate you in front of, so yeah, 15 max.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, talking about Atlanta, bro. How was that trip for you?
Horrible.
Genuinely?
Didn't like it.
Don't like Atlanta?
Nope. What? Atlanta will never see me again.
And I think I know the reason, but I'm
and the only reason I will go Atlanta is to go and see the boys.
Yeah. But the reason you don't like it?
Yeah, WAPs everywhere.
What? So like, what's WAPs?
WAPs is guns, obviously.
Right.
I'm a bit different to the boys. I like partying, I like going out. So a lot of the time, I say a lot of the time, every night I went out. But yeah, it was just mad uneasy. I gave it loads of chances and I just didn't enjoy it. Guys are walking in with Glocks in their back pockets. Like, bro.
Uncomfortable.
And it just makes you more uneasy because I'm not from there. It'd be different if I grew up in that environment and I got my little switcher on me as well. Then yo, let's go if it goes off. Do you get what I'm saying? But I'm in there as a tourist. There's these guys all in there smoking weed, high out of their faces, looking like that. Like, I remember one guy, he was looking at, for the audio listeners, I'm doing a face. One guy was looking at me like that. I went like that. You know, like when you're just looking around in a shops and then you kind of look at someone because you can tell they look a bit mad. Mm. So I'm watching him like that. But then he's clocked that I'm watching him. So he just looked at me like that.
Yeah.
Right at that point, I left.
So basically, in the southern states like Georgia, they have open carry. So you're just allowed to hold your gun and be outside and it's absolutely fine. So that's what's a bit wild about these kind of southern places.
But to them, it's not wild.
Have the problem. They're the ones that have the problem with the gun controls. Every time they mention gun control in America, it's the southern states. They're like, no, we want our guns. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was a worry down there because I saw maybe about 15 guns in the space of 5 days.
Even down to like, we're filming content, yeah? You know the director, the producer, the soundman, everyone's got a gun on them, innit?
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
No, but...
Well,
it's not
casually.
Yeah, casually. But it's not mad. Like, they're not holding it to make them feel like, what? I'm the man. Like, I'll grease you off. Nah. Like, I'm asking a guy in a casual conversation, right, everyone's got a gun out here, innit? And he's going, yeah, I got mine on me right now. Wow. Like, they alive, bro? I'm not making this up. You know, the production team have WAPs. So you could be sitting there right now, but your WAP's just in your waist, just booling.
I don't know if I could live like that.
It's very, no, it's but very on the edge.
I think we say that because it's not our normality. For them, they're not shocked or they're not... Everyone's got a gun, bro.
Yeah, but there is a reason to be shocked because of how often gun crimes happen, bro. So
yeah, I don't know statistics.
I literally was reading up on it yesterday, funnily enough, and there was a killing yesterday in, I think, one of the states, I'm not going to name it, one of the states just yesterday, and there was 3 people that died. You know what I mean? It's so common and so regular. Like, it just in March, there was about 15, 16 incidents. Yeah. Like, it happens too much. And it's because of the fact that they just give away these guns to random people without even checking their psych, seeing if they're, you know what I mean? How about this? I was in LA. I think it was LA or one of these places anyway. And we went to go shoot gun range.
Gun range, yeah.
They didn't ask about if we were mentally stable. They didn't do no test. They just made us sign something. Going downstairs.
Yeah, well, you could have easily turned around and shot.
I could have
everyone.
Just turned it and just let it off on everyone. You know what I mean? So I remember when I checked how easy it was to sign up for it. And then when I'm downstairs, I'm shooting, but I'm doing this. I'm looking left and right as I'm shooting because I'm seeing there's a row of 6 people. And obviously everyone was white at the time and there's just hella black people there. So in my head, I'm paranoid already because I'm already paranoid about America.
You know,
so
I thought,
I'm shooting like this. I'm looking left and right as I'm
Don't do that. Oh. You ain't a booter like that, though.
Well, it's
and you weren't looking left, right.
Well, I didn't
know. No, well, that's crazy. You're not
video.
Seeing that. That means the kickback's not even phasing
that's him. That's lies.
Really? He's moving like he's really from Northwest, you know? Yeah. Eating down the place.
No more. To be fair, though, the big WAPs have no kickback. So, for example, the AR-15, it was light. It was going beep, beep, beep. But the Desert Eagle, gave. Yeah. I said,
shotgun.
Yeah. Shotgun, you know your shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That one, it really says salam. Yeah, that one was very dangerous. I can't lie to you. But America, Atlanta, I could tell that.
I'm giving America to
Philly won a big fan of Atlanta, man.
LA, I didn't really like either.
Really?
Yeah, I died when he went.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that was forced.
Yeah.
Why?
No, well, it wasn't. I really wanted to go Rolling Loud and see some friends that I love making friends. That's my thing.
Okay.
And I recently made these new friends and I wanted to go spend time with them. So I went, but I did enjoy my time.
What's it like being
And I blame my boy. My boy wasn't a good host.
Yeah, you need a good host in LA.
He wasn't a good host, bro. Like, you got to remember, you don't know him, you know.
Oh, okay. No.
But the reason I went is to go see them. Good. I only saw them at that Rolling Loud Fest. You didn't recommend me no spots to eat. We didn't go out together. I'm thankful to God, Big Zoo, AJ Tracy, H.
Tyreek.
Tyreek was there. He had his friend Rico. If it weren't for them, I would have had the worst time ever.
Wild.
But yeah, I actually need to text him about that. He done a bad job. I text his other friend and I was like, bro, when you come to London, I'll show you what hosting is.
Americans are usually very hospitable.
Nah, they weren't.
Right?
But he's high out of his face all the time. All he does is smoke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's it like being in a in one of Kai's streams.
Sick.
It feel, you know, when I saw you in it, that was weird. Like seeing Chunks in the background, I was like, it's like when you're playing a computer game. I was like, is that what?
Yeah, it was sick still.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it was a surreal experience. Obviously, been a fan of Kai for some while now, since COVID, of course. So I've always wanted to be on his streams. Managed to have a segment about like the magician playing a little trick with me. And Kai told me from the beginning he wanted me to be in that. So me and Phils were in Atlanta and he just popped up with us and said, yo, you guys are here. I'm doing a 12-hour stream with Drewski. Can I have Philly for the dating segment? And then can I have you for the magician segment?
Hilarious, yeah, cool. Stream though.
So we came down and it was fun, man.
Hilarious, sick. Hilarious.
It's stream. Weird. You were like, because your bit sort of went viral, didn't it? With the...
Yeah, all my bits tend to go viral. Okay, no, I did, yeah.
No, it went very well because of it was a funny date that he was on. And I think he was the first one. You were the first to go on a date. Yeah. That
I can't lie. When it comes to dating content, I'm one of the goats, man.
Could you date, do you think American girls?
No one might
girls...
say it, but I'm telling you.
I think it was very different. I saw a tweet saying that UK and US banter is very different.
Yeah.
And I feel like it looked like me and Philly were out of our depths in that room. But for me, my reason for
did
not...
Did it, yeah?
Yeah, it did.
I don't, when I watched it back, me, yeah. I didn't feel like that.
I was loving you guys.
No, I feel like from my point of view, they were laughing at our accent. They weren't laughing at our jokes.
Interesting.
That's the...
Do you think they could understand you?
Huh?
Do you think they could understand you?
Yeah, they did. But what they would do, for example, would say something and they'll just laugh and re-say how we said it in our accent. You get it?
Yeah.
But right. I feel like for me, the reason that I was more tame was because of the fact that it was a Drewski and Kai stream. So there's no point of doing main character syndrome when it's not about you. You
know, that is a good point.
Yeah, it's like you can't.
But it kind of was though, because he's invited you.
I get you, so but then the title is Drewski Kai. So if it was like Kai Drewski Chunks Philly, then it's I'm part of this show, so I can do what I want.
That but is one of the most likable qualities about you, I think. Like, you are a fan of the game. And so when you go on stuff like that, like, you're just grateful to be a part of it. Does that make sense?
I genuinely, like I said to you, I'm a big fan of Kai. So to be a part of the stream in general, I was happy. Like, fair enough, I'm doing well for myself. But it doesn't take away from the fact that I'm still excited about certain things.
Still
ventures.
A fan, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still a fan.
Someone was very main character during the dating bit.
Yeah, 100%.
You were 100%. Main character.
Yeah, you were the main.
So what the fuck am I meant to
do? No, I respect it. I love that about you. That's what I'm trying to say.
I feel like you're saying it like it's a bad thing.
No, it's good
qualities. It's good qualities.
Like, how am I meant to go on a date and not be main character?
No, you owned it.
So that's what he's trying to say. It's a good thing about it. He's trying to say, for me, I was more like in the back of the, you know what I mean? And I shouldn't be, because obviously I'm Chunks. That's what you're trying to say, basically. Mm-hmm. Whereas with your one, you love the fact that you kind of just owned your moment, and which I do respect about you highly. But for me, again, yeah, like I said, it was just more so the US banter. But I do also appreciate that tweet, because I feel like US banter is very in your face and it's very loud.
You're
and I like watching that. I like going, being at home
fuck
and watching
no.
it. I like watching it on my TikTok, you know what I mean? But being in and amongst it is very difficult and very different.
I liked the way your face looked while you were watching him do his bit.
Yeah, him on his dates. Yeah, I found it very funny. But obviously, as soon as Drewski was on these dates, and I was like, I don't need to be in there anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was kind of just like there for certain bits. Because obviously, I wanted to make Philly comfortable as well, because obviously, he's in a room full of people he doesn't know, in all honesty.
No, I was comfy. I was drunk. Can you tell?
I'm not drunk. Yeah. I said you were merry.
Everyone thought I was high.
Really?
I don't smoke. It winds me up. When I look tired, everyone just thinks I'm high.
Yeah, because of the fact they used to smoke, isn't
it? Yeah, it's so annoying, bro. Yeah. I borderline wish I never said that I used to smoke, because now everyone just thinks I'm high, bro. I was not high. I was just drunk. And I was going out that night.
Oh, yeah,
after that?
Yeah.
As soon as the date segment, he went out. I was there by myself in the house.
I went out every night.
He didn't ask me once if I was going to be fine and there by myself, but yeah.
Where?
What are you doing when you're
in the house?
In the house.
Oh, come on, man.
You were lonely?
Man.
Huh? You were lonely?
Very.
Little.
Generally, but it's fine. Not a problem. I'm a grown ass.
He was good in there, man.
Did you try any of the like weird chicken stuff or any of that sort of thing? Some of the clubs over there have really good chicken wings and stuff.
I didn't go out once.
No. Well, you didn't go. You don't remember. You don't.
I didn't step out once.
You didn't step out once?
No, that's not his thing, innit?
But like, what are you eating? You're not eating.
You mean restaurants?
Yeah. Oh, I went to, what's that place that we always go to?
Chick-fil-A, bro.
Chick-fil-A.
It's not it's
Cheesecake Factory.
A bit overhyped, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A? No, it's not overhyped.
Chicken noodle soup from Chick-fil-A.
That guy, is good. He was eating chicken noodle soup. He had, I think he ordered four one day.
Yeah.
He lost his mind.
They're elite.
And to be fair, you got to make the most of it right there, right?
Yeah, you did. I gained a lot of weight up there. But for me, it's like Cheesecake Factory, Chick-fil-A, Wingstop, had a bit of Wingstop.
No, Wingstop was meaty. What's the baguette joints, bro? That's like Subway?
Jersey Mike's.
Whoa, leave Jersey Mike's alone.
Yeah, very nice.
Is that a
leave
real...
it alone, I've said, Lawrence.
Nice. I didn't say it.
It's very nice. It's very nice. It's very
what
nice.
Is it? Chicken. What's the name of it?
Cheese steak.
Yeah, chicken man. Cheese steak.
Yeah, yeah. Green like peppers cheese in there steak. As well, and yeah, cheese yeah. melted.
And it's got some mayo, some spicy mayo. I'm fasting, man. I need that.
Breaking your fast in America must be pretty amazing.
No, not really.
Bro, know? Food's not like that lit, man. Day, it's just bare fast food, man.
Do you know what it is with that kind of place, though? Obviously, Americans are used to it, and Americans will say the UK food's rubbish because of the fact that they have so much processed bullshit and sugars nonstop. You know what I mean? Whereas us, I feel like we have actual real food. You know what I mean?
Nugget.
I can go there, indulge in American food for 3 days. After the 3 days, I'm like, okay, I'm done now. Because I've had too much. Do you know what I mean? It's too sickly. Whereas London, I can really enjoy food out down there, man. Whereas they will come down. There's no sugar in this. There's no salt. But because you guys have got jam-packed
and it's also based on where they're going. Like the whole like A&P kept on saying, oh, the food in the UK is whack. And I'm like, bro, we wasn't as close at the time. Had we been as close, I would have taken you to all my spots.
I would have loved for 3-4 restaurants and they would have understood what London
what's going on, you know what I mean?
If I'm honest, how about this? I haven't had incredible munch in America. I'm sure you have, but I haven't.
I haven't, not once.
So there you go then. Why are they talking crud? When I've been to your Upsar restaurants and it's not
quite. Upsar is crazy.
I've been to the, this is the place and meaty.
Have you been to New York?
Sorry?
Have you been to New York?
Now we're talking.
I've never been.
New York's good. So what are you never in New York?
I'm going, hey, should we book it? Yeah. I like doing random stuff like this.
He's going to book it live on Capital Extra.
And I'm going to go alone.
Nah, I'm coming with you. If it's May or June. May or June, I'm in there.
Well, yeah, remember the May date.
I'm on next weekend.
Wow.
Ramadan, dear thing.
Flying to New York. There's sales.
Yeah, I'm going to go 28th to the... Ooh. I can't. I've got a show in Netherlands, April. Supporting acts for Jacquees.
Was that all?
I would have came, man. Sorry about that, bro.
No, that's all right, bro.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying the solo traveling recently. Yeah. That's one thing I don't feel lonely about. Solo traveling, because I'm experiencing something new. But to be in the same four walls, well, not four walls, but you get the point. It's different. That's lonely.
So have you felt that travel has grown your character a little bit? Like they say, travel feeds the soul or broadens the mind. Do you think that's the case with you?
Nah, I've always been this way. Yeah. Like I was the guy that would just get on my bike and because where my mum lives, there's like a woods.
It's not, yeah, but that, I'm not saying if you travel to the woods, do you know what I mean?
What's wrong with that?
No, it's not travel though, is it? It's like me saying I've traveled to Sainsbury's. Like, it's not the same thing.
I was both laughing at me.
I've traveled to Hoxton.
This is now the Chunks of Lawrence show.
I'll take it.
He compares flying to New York to jumping on the back into the woods.
No.
This is what Philly does, man. I love Philly, man.
No, but it's just an example of like how I like being on my own. Like I feel like some young youths wouldn't do that. They'd wait for, they'll knock on all the brethren's doors. I don't need to knock on Charlie or Aaron's door or Bruce's door. Man's going to the woods on my own to ride my bike and coming home. I was on all that.
That's fair.
Know what I mean?
That's fair as well.
Let's call you Carol Loving.
No, I'm not
loving.
You have like a little gang of kids that you'd like go around on bikes.
Yeah, gang is crazy. But
no, but that's a group.
It's yeah,
a group
yeah, yeah. People. Oh, yeah, yeah, true. Yeah. But you know we hit gang nowadays. But yeah, there was a couple of us.
What kind of bike do you have?
BMX.
So, you know, we had like to have that deep question segment. A lot of people, it created conversations and arguments with that whole conversation.
Debates.
With the mum, your daughter, your mum, your kids, and your wife. And, you know, after doing some research, I think the right answer is your kids, your wife, your mum.
Interesting.
Because your wife is someone that's going to be with you from when you get married until, if everything goes well, until your last breath. So she's with you for the longest amount of time. Think about it. Your kids are going to be with you after until they get married and they cut out. Your mum is obviously with you until you leave her house. But I feel like we kind of undermined how important a role of a wife is, in my opinion.
Really?
I feel like I did, yeah. Maybe I'm speaking my mind.
Yeah, I was going to say speaking yourself.
No, I don't put my wife in the mom.
You said the wife would be in the front, mum in the back.
That's for car positioning.
Really?
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of people can easily just say wife number three because she could cheat on me. It's like, why do people always resort to that? You know what I'm trying to say? Because at the end of the day,
that's not a good wife.
That's not a good wife. You know, we don't want that. You know what I mean? I feel like they need to be treated with more respect from my point of view, I'm not saying you, I'm saying me, because I feel like maybe I kind of just dismissed them and said, oh, well, your mom will never leave you. Your kids are so important, which they are, but your wife isn't also very, what's that word when you can just change it in and out?
Yeah, disposable. Expendable?
Disposable. Yeah. There you Same go. Thing. So I just want to shout out to the wives.
Love that. Shout out to all the wives.
I'm not saying it like that, guys.
Yeah.
To the husbands, I'm not trying to.
No. Yeah, it's not like that.
But anyway, I've got a new question, which is, do you fear aging, Philly? Ooh. When Philly thinks this long, he's really thinking about stuff. Because he's going to say yes and no, or something along the lines.
He's thinking of the other answer.
Yeah, because I've got my answer.
I hate that he knows me so well. Because it is yes and no.
There you go.
But then explain.
Give us the reasons why it is yes and no. I can tell you mine, but it's
not. No, actually, no.
You don't fear it?
No, I don't.
And why don't
it's
you fear
life.
It?
It's life. Because we're all going to die one day. Genuinely, that's just the way I look at it. We're all going to go one day. It's just a part of life. You know what I mean?
I feel like a lot of people put aging and about to die hand in hand, because at the end of the day, just because you're old, it doesn't mean you're going to die. You know what I mean? You can die at 30 years old.
Yeah, but yeah, things definitely don't.
You can die at five.
Yeah, facts.
It's horrible.
But it's proven that as you get older, things don't function the same.
Okay.
Like my mum's knees, God bless her soul. You get what I'm saying? They're not the same knees they were when it was. See what I'm saying? And you think my mum ain't had the same? So like, they're not the same knees that she had when she was 20 years old. That comes through aging. You get what I'm saying? So
do you fear that?
Nah, just life.
Just breaking.
It's just life, man. It's just life. It's gonna happen.
Do you fear not being married and being by yourself?
Yeah, that's my biggest goal in life is to have kids and a wife. You know what I mean?
But if you get, there are certain things.
You do
where,
fear aging then?
Yeah.
No.
Because with aging, there can be certain things that don't happen in your life. So, for example,
no, but that's happening.
Are you
so I don't fear it. Yeah, I know I'm going to get married and have kids.
That's the good energy. Because you didn't say it before.
Yeah, I know, but my mum spoke to my mum recently.
Good.
Serious.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah?
I'm a catch, man. I need to stop thinking like
no,
I can't
really
get a good
are.
Woman. What's going on?
A1.
Look at me. I'm cold.
Go on, say something, man.
Am I lying though?
Chat to me, man.
Fucking hell, bro. Browning waves.
Yeah.
High fade.
Yeah.
Teeth in good nick.
Yeah.
No offense to my brother. Didn't get no Invisaligns.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You get
that's
me?
Good. You want to tell girls that because
serious.
You know, it's
yeah,
good.
You think about the kids.
Good genes. Yeah.
Girth
kids, yeah.
On me. I'm a Leo, fiery sign.
Getting
good vibes.
Yeah.
Got a good heart.
Yeah.
Know
great
what I mean?
Dress sense.
Great dress sense. Leave me alone.
Amazing restaurants.
Nothing I smoke good,
best.
No good.
Mm-hmm.
Good yard.
Satin mm-hmm. sheets.
Yeah, he wants you.
I come from a good home.
Try selling wingman it.
Silk pillowcases.
Wow.
Yeah. Different.
Athletic.
Yeah.
Well, he wants you, bro.
No, he's just
athletic.
He's bigging me up.
Well.
Dog lover. Go on, say
dog lover.
You put two up there for me.
Yeah.
Two up there for you.
Two.
I'd say very funny. Very funny.
Ah, shit.
I just said dog lover. That's like intimate funny.
Come
it's
on,
just
bro.
A character.
You don't want to be funny?
Bro, but everyone's funny these days.
Well, I haven't.
Yeah.
What? I've met so much dull
yeah.
Some dry dons.
No, I can't say
so you can just bleep it.
I'll bleep it.
Yeah.
I'll bleep it.
I've seen some dry dons, bro. What? That's a big catch.
Yeah.
To be funny.
Especially the older you get, if you're with a funny person who's got no needs,
you're
but they're
forever.
Funny. Yeah.
What does Kai say? If you can make them laugh and giggle, you make it. You can jiggle. Yeah, if you make them laugh and giggle, you can make that ass clap and jiggle.
Yeah, wow. Crazy.
That's
yeah. And I remember Steve-O used to say, funny gets funny.
Funny gets funny.
That was hilarious as well.
How about you though, bro? You asked me the question and didn't ask it for yourself.
I fear aging if I don't change certain aspects of my life. I feel like I fear aging if I'm not the greatest Muslim. I fear aging.
Why?
If I don't leave particular.
But God will still accept you being old, being a great Muslim.
No, but I'm saying as in how old I am now. And the current values and things. The thing is, maybe I'm too harsh on myself. You're your hardest critic, you know what I mean? Trying to say. So I feel like me, obviously, as being a Muslim, the most important thing is to go to heaven, right? So for me, it's like, am I living my life to the best way I feel like based off what I've done?
What's your
life?
Answer?
Yeah, right now I do, I think yes.
Wow, cold.
Well, I think the way I'm living on my day to day right now.
Wow, that's amazing. I wish I could say that.
Yeah, I think right now, like in terms of
serious, yeah,
how much I've changed from the last 12
months. Don't that make your heart smile, bro?
Very happy.
You know, that's mad, isn't it? Man, that you can sit here confidently and say that.
I think I can.
Even people that are not Muslim, like, for anyone that just believes in God and believes in their religion, I think they could sit here and go, wow, that is sick.
But at the end of the day, Allahu Alam.
You know what I mean? That is mad, you know?
At the end of the day, only God knows. So that's why you keep striving for greatness. You keep striving to be the better version of yourself. And you keep striving
I hear that, but still, bro, I'm telling you, the average person would not say that.
Fair enough.
I think that's wicked.
At the end of the day, there's certain values as a Muslim you have to kind of carry and you have to do. So, and I feel like I'm doing those. So I feel like.
That's sick, fam.
You know what I mean? God is the most merciful. So only God knows, Allahu Alam. But I do feel like I am living my life in the right way or in a better way than what I was previously. So for me, that's all I can do.
You know,
aging, I am nervous of it if I don't keep up these
values and systems.
There you go.
You know, for that, I got to thank you. Thank you for being such a good friend, yeah? Because you see, where you're such a good boy, it keeps me and everyone else around you without you realizing grounded. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, let's just say, because you're one of my, God forbid I put it in, no way in source, but let's just say one of my closest dogs done niff, yeah? Bro, whether I like, okay, maybe that's exaggerating, but I might be more interested in trying niff because all my brethrens do it.
What's niff? Didn't know this.
Oh, niff is class A drug, cocaine, basically. But yeah, it's just so good. Like, out of all my friends, well, I'd say Chunks and that side of my friendship, that side of my friends, I'm the only one that gets up to dark stuff, bro. And when I mean dark, I just mean partying and drinking. You feel me? But yeah, it's so sick to have you because it just keeps man like this. You know what I mean?
Mm.
If you was a loose cannon, bro, being in the position that you're in,
yeah.
I would be fucked. Because
yeah.
I'm easily influenced and I'm not afraid to admit that.
Yeah, he said that.
By my friends, though. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. I am easily influenced. So,
you say that, but bro, if you had brethren around you doing niff, you're not doing
it. No, but the difference is I don't allow myself to have a brethren around me that does niff.
Do
you get what I'm saying? And if you are going to do that, yo, make sure you go to the toilet and don't bring that around
me. I don't see that.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's not man's environment. Same way when I knew I was coming up and I'm like, rah, cool. My brethren here, you shot weed. But if I'm in this car with you, we're both getting bagged. Fuck that. I can't roll with you no more. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
But I am easily influenced to the extent that if I spend loads of time with you and I'm like, rah, yeah, you... Like, for example, I didn't like them trainers you used to wear. The ones you got every colour in. Now I like them. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just
the smallest things. But yeah. I've noticed that about myself. Like, over time, when someone keeps on doing something and they're rocking with it, I'm like, rah, let me give it a little trial. Rah, no, I see why it can be good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I thank you for being such a good human being, bro, because I feel like without you realizing you're helping not only me, but the rest of the mandem around you, you know what I mean?
I also don't need to feel like you're a bad person or you do bad things, you know what I mean?
Let's not shy away from the fact I do bad things.
Well, go clubbing.
A sin is a sin, innit?
Yeah, like,
let's just keep it a buck.
No, I get it.
You're just trying to be nice.
No, but I know, a sin it's is not a about sin. Being nice. But at the end of the day, for me, my most important, I think the most important thing as for a human being is about your intentions and your heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And being a good person. I think that's very important. And for me, if you weren't a good person, we wouldn't be in this room together right now. You wouldn't be my friend.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? So I feel like you keep looking maybe and comparing yourself around people around you that maybe are more entwined or in like deeper connections with God. But you shouldn't look at it as an aspect, on like an aspect of, oh, they're doing this, so that means I'm so far away from them and I'm so bad as a person. Like, bro, there's going to be people that are worse than you. There's going to be people that are better than you. I feel like all you can do is compare yourself to yourself. You know what I mean? Mm. So there's times in your life where you might have been at a better version, but there's also times in your life where you're at a worse version. When you were drinking all the time, when you were smoking weed all the time, you don't do that anymore. You don't smoke anyway. That's what I can vouch for. So it's like, also, look at the good things you've done as well, man, and how much you help your family. Like, you don't always just think, oh, because you've got these bad habits, I'm a bad person.
But I don't think I'm a bad person, but I'm like you in terms of like, I'm my harshest critic.
Yeah, as
like,
you should be.
I need to be the best version of myself so I can be closer with God, and I know that, but I'm just not doing it.
Yeah.
That's a killer.
But I feel like
for every religious person, I feel like that's everyone's constant daily battle.
Of course.
Just because I know the right things I should be doing,
yeah.
The fact I'm not doing it, sometimes it kills me, bro. Do you know what I mean? I say it all the time to myself, like, I'm so lost. That's what I call it, bro, lost. So there'll be certain times, yeah, I'm in the party, yeah, I'm just looking around and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here, bro? Or there's even been times I'm on a date and my intention is to clock. And I'm like, why the fuck am I sat here? know what I mean?
But you are subject to other forces, though.
But do you know what I love? Do you know what I take from that? I'm not, as much as I say man's in the darkness, I'm not. You see, someone that's in the dark, they wouldn't have those thoughts, you know?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Like, they wouldn't think, wow, what am I doing? Even though cool matting is a little bit constant, I'm just happy enough that those thoughts are here. Mm-hmm. And that's because God's within, man. Do you get what I'm saying? I feel like the second I stop thinking like that, yep, cheerio, I've gone to Kitty. As of now, though, with him.
That's self-awareness, I guess.
Yeah, and just still having a relationship with God.
I think you two have moved on from the aging thing a little bit quick, though, because aging...
I wanted to ask you, yeah.
My question I was going to spin back to you is, obviously, you, aging for yourself is one thing, but watching the other people age around you is also something you can kind of fear as well.
Oh, yeah, but I absolutely hate that my parents are getting old. Absolutely hate it. Like, certain things that I forget in when I tell them, or stuff like that, and the way they move now is at slow pace. My dad, obviously, very fit, very active. He's still in the gym 5 days a week, but it's more my mom. Like, obviously, she had a surgery recently, and it's like seeing her not be able to do things she used to do, complaining every time, or her back hurts, and gets up and makes a sound, oh, that kind of stuff, and it's kind of like,
oh my God, that's like my mom.
I don't like this at
all. That's my mom.
You know what I mean? So I think I'm much more fearful for my parents' age, and obviously they're 60 plus now, so it's much different for my parents. For myself, I couldn't care less.
Bro, my mom struggles to carry my niece up the stairs, bro. Bad knees, mom's got. Yeah. That's so weird that your mom's got bad knees too.
Yeah, bad knees. I feel like it's a very common thing.
Knees are
the first things to go.
Do a lot of damage, yeah.
Yeah.
First, don't say first things to go, though.
Never. First things to struggle.
Yeah, yeah, that's better.
You feel it there, because it's that joint, isn't it?
Yeah, chill.
Don't go joke about not my marge.
I'm just saying,
but I wanted to laugh there. Don't say knees is the first thing that goes, because I'll laugh.
But I'm not talking about our mum's situation. I'm talking about in general.
Oh, yeah. Knees are the first. Yeah, but our mum's knees have gone. So,
yeah. And I thought, funny?
A little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
A little bit.
But then you got your kids as well. Like, you at some point people have kids and they watch those people.
I didn't
grow
think
up.
About that. That is sad.
I'm not, the only thing when it comes to aging, being fearful over is my parents getting old, because at the end of the day, like, if life is supposed to happen the way it's normally meant to happen, your parents will go before you, of course. And that in itself, I will never get over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it hasn't even happened. So I've got like a lot of friends that have lost their parents and mum or dad. And I'm like, you're a different kind of human being. Like, the fact you can handle that, fair play to you, and props to you.
Do you ever wish that you looked after yourselves a little bit differently in a way, or sort of like did yoga or whatever?
Yes,
when you were younger?
I do.
Would you do it now though?
But it was information failure, man. As a kid, my mum and dad didn't tell me anything. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't blame them. That's all they were taught at the end of the day. But I feel like, I wasn't really told. I wasn't really taught much. You know what I mean?
You weren't taught nothing, Ak. He was given rice and bananas.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It looks like I'm trying to say you should have done a better job. It's not that.
No. Yeah.
All they could go off was based off the information they had.
Mm. You know and how I mean? They was raised.
And how they were raised. Mm. And my dad did a great job. Even my mum did a great job, because my dad used to get punched up and stuff by his own pops. You know what I'm trying to say? And he didn't do that to me. So fair play to him for that. So I'm saying respect on my parents 100% what they've done. But obviously certain things like yoga and gymnastics and, like, you know what I mean? This
would
is
you
what you
pop
should
a little,
be eating.
Yeah, like a little front flip.
Well, I have my youth. Watch. I'm on him. Or on her. Early.
Gymnastics.
Shh. Swimming. I can't swim.
You can't swim?
I can't swim. Because my dad and my mom never took me to swimming.
That's crazy.
You'd love swimming.
I know I would.
The only
time I swam was in 2003 when I drowned.
All right. Don't.
Almost died. You love him, yeah?
Almost died. No, he's just so happy that you didn't. Look
yeah.
How happy is that you
bro,
didn't.
I'm so just happy. Yeah, that's it.
It's good.
It's a good lie.
Okay. And I talk about me almost dying.
No, wait.
And he gets upset when I talk about ping pong. His dog.
Yeah. Wait.
You never say anything but nice things about ping pong.
Yeah,
never.
Wait.
You wanted him to go to that Spanish vet.
So what happened?
Nah, and that was it. I said this in the Bearscope video on Mukbang. 2003, I was swimming in Dubai. I was with Darkest Man, Darkest's dad as well. Darkest's dad was standing there. And he was
how were you swimming? Backstroke, floaters?
No, basically just normal. Because he jumped in the pool. Darkest could swim properly. So I jumped in the pool, but I jumped into the deep end. I don't know the difference between the deep end and the normal swimming pool.
How old were you?
Seven.
Seven.
Not funny.
Well, I was seven.
That's
jumped
not
straight
funny
into the deep end. I went straight to the bottom and then nobody helped me. But then I just see silhouette of my uncle jumping in with a full suit and his blem. And he jumps in, boom, and saves me. His glasses go missing, grabs me, saves me. all I remember was the water's coming out my
mouth. Not funny. Ruin the story for me.
Well, it's his, he's not going
to. I wanted to laugh.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what happened. That's
seven
he's
mental.
Still alive,
can't laugh
though, isn't it? So it's
I'm alive now. Yeah. So you want to laugh, you little fucker? No, it's just. I said he's still alive. Yeah, means bust.
Can't laugh at that. No, can't laugh at that. Yeah, seven is mental, bro.
And from then, I've had a fear of water.
And you.
That's why I said he don't like swimming because I know I've never seen my brother get in no water anywhere.
And do you have a fear of heights?
Yes.
You knew that because you said it on the show that you produce for us.
Yeah, no, but I just want to
don't try to like you
I'm
know
not
him.
Yeah, no, he knows it.
Because if you really know him, you would know his favourite colour.
Well, he loves red for Arsenal. That's one thing.
Nope.
I know that's for sure.
Colour. That's Paul.
What's my favourite colour?
Blue.
Wallahi, what a real guy.
Blue. What's mine?
Green.
I really wish we had a moment. Do you know mine's navy.
Do you know his second favourite colour?
I know his secondary school.
Yeah, cool.
Wembley High.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, man.
But his second favourite colour?
Second favourite colour. My second favourite colour?
Yellow.
He does. He's clueless.
Can I ask you? I'm really interested to hear your perspective because you're older than us and you have kids, marginally, which is God willing, inshallah, one day something we will have.
It is amazing.
How do you feel about aging? How old do you feel about me
What's wrong with AJ?
35. Maybe you don't want a camera on me.
What's wrong with AJ?
Nothing's wrong with AJ.
That was the question.
Huh?
No, aging.
AJ.
No, aging.
I said, what is wrong with AJ? I said, come on.
No, you're
man.
Mad. You think I'm out my old brethren?
What's your problem with AJ?
How do you feel about it? Being 35, having kids, you know what I mean?
You know, when you watch kids get older, you do, like, my son's almost four. You look at him and you go, wow, where did 4 years go?
That's a normal feeling to have.
No, but it doesn't mean you don't fear it or sometimes have a moment where you sort of go, oh, wow, that time really went, you know?
I think that without kids, though, Lawrence.
No, I know, but it's a physical manifestation of that time moving, whereas you might not have that in other parts of your life. Do you know what I mean? You look
understood.
I look at him and think, I can remember him being born, holding him for the first time, and now he's talking to me. He's helping me make dinner. That is wild to me. Do you know? Like, he watches me edit the podcast and goes, can I work with you? And taps a laptop next to me. That's crazy to me.
You know when people say cherish those moments?
Oh, yeah.
What did they... How could you cherish it differently?
No. I feel like just as being as present as you can be, surely.
How? Like, how?
Spending more time.
Yeah.
For example, this month I've seen my niece 3 times. I'm going to be gutted when she's 10. I would have said back at this stage, I should have seen her on every single day off I had.
So why are you not doing it?
I'm going straight after this.
So Allah.
I swear to God, I love that little girl, you know. Wow.
Yeah. Tio.
Oh, she's brilliant.
So she says, Mas Tio.
She goes, hi.
Little girls especially do melt your heart.
Man, she's different, bro.
I've got 2 nephews, 2 nieces. No, I've got 3 nephews, 2 nieces.
A newly?
New one.
Wow. So
January 22nd.
Does that make you feel?
They're all older than me, all my siblings.
Do you look at them and think you want kids?
100%. I've always wanted kids. I want a wife, I want kids.
Of course.
Oh, that's
our goal. Dreamed, that's the mandem's, that's the end goal. Obviously,
that's when I've won, you know.
Apart from meeting the maker, that's the goal, bro.
Yeah, I want to meet the maker knowing that I'm happy with what I've done in life, though.
Facts.
Yeah.
You would have godparents for the kids?
I don't know. I don't really believe in all that, man.
Oh, really?
I never understood that concept.
I never understood it either.
Is that like you're going to look after my youth if I go before you?
See, I feel like that's like the dark bit of it. I feel like that's like, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Is that not a bit, you know, good obviously kid, that's part kid. Of it.
Yeah.
But you don't want to die. But just in real life, like I remember my godparent would just be like, oh, I bought you Pokemon Yellow. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, that's a good
just godparent. Basically like another uncle.
Yeah, but not an uncle, not blood.
No, I'm not on all that, man.
I don't
if you,
like
if you love me and you
like
love my youth, just...
Like if I go, my sisters or brothers will look after my youths. They'll take them in. It's a fact.
You're really obsessed with the going thing. I'm saying in real life, they just come and they
I don't
just
like that. I
offer
don't like
advice.
That. I don't like that. It's just a way of getting more stuff out of your friends.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Obviously, based off the fact what you're telling me, because it just sounds like, oh, you're going to be there to be an extra uncle. Like, what?
That is...
I've never understood that either.
You could just be a nice uncle. Unless you're not explaining...
And why do they call it God? Why do they call it God, a parent? Or
well,
God,
because it happens in the church.
I've never even liked the God stuff.
I don't know about all that, bro. Yeah. I need to read on that and see what
the
God
I need
says.
To read on it. What, to my knowledge, what you've told me so far, I don't like.
Yeah,
but I need to do research.
Maybe I'm not selling it.
You're not selling at all.
Is there no equivalent in... Maybe it's... Do you think it's like a cultural thing where it's like a very Irish thing, I think?
I think so. Because you see when Chunks has his youth, his son will call him an uncle.
No, but you see, that's what I'm thinking.
I'll force that out of it.
Adero.
I don't know.
Adero means uncle in Somali.
Adero.
Yeah, Adero.
I'll full start out of him.
So I can don't feel see like you.
The title. I think the title is based on the real life relationship you have, not on Chunks being my best mate and then me going, oh yeah, so automatically, no. If Chunks ain't close to my youth, think I'm pinking Chunks as my, you know what I'm saying?
But I love the idea God, of
whatever it's called, godparent,
you
godchild.
Two turning up to each other's house, as rare as that might be, and bringing...
no, he's...
he's right.
Bringing presents.
You don't check me. The man there don't check me.
Yeah. But do you remember, you've never had, like, I remember when my dad's friend turned up with a Pokemon Yellow. Pokemon Yellow That's was crazy. Like a game back That's in crazy. The day.
I'll be bugging.
He turned up with it, and I remember looking at my dad and being like, why is he buying me this? Do you know what I mean? Like, that is crazy.
Just do that out of
Imagine
love.
Imagine Uncle Philly turning up with, like, well, look what I got you guys. The kids are going to love
that's
that.
That's how it sounds. That's how Philly sounds.
What? They're going to be like, look what we made you, Uncle.
Yeah.
Man, they're rich, blood. We I know his yards are going to be mental.
It's not.
What?
Yeah, we'll be going to Daddy's Rolex collection.
Different Egyptian blankets. All of a sudden, babe, you see your blankets gone. Now, Philly used it last week and wrapped himself up. I've taken the blanket, Lawrence.
That's not cool. Is it yours?
I've nicked it.
Come to your gaff.
I'll bring it back, though.
Come to your gaff 2 weeks later.
Yeah, blanket's there.
You're watching it?
Yeah, come to No, my wife's got it. My wife. I can't even say nothing.
You have to let her keep it.
Yeah.
No, I'll do that, make you feel stupid. Billy, you ever seen those blankets?
What, why my wife's got the blanket?
Yeah. Have to. It's mine.
No, that's loose.
So why are you taking
Because now to my wife, I'm looking scummy.
Yeah, it's
That's
fault.
A little joke between me and the boys. Try to blend
first,
it off.
First, when you go home, you're probably going to tell your wife, look what I nicked from Chunks.
Yeah, you know me your wife, bro. That's going to be me and him when we get married. You see, when we're both married, it's going to be the you know, best
robbing,
thing
I'm
ever.
I'm robbing your whole house.
You know what? I pray to God, though, yeah? I genuinely pray to God, yeah? I pray for two things, yeah? That my mum is close with my future family's family, yeah. Depending on their relationship. I'd like my girl to be close with her mum, and I'd like my mum to be close with her mum, nice. Yeah? Second thing I hope for is that my wife gets along with all my other brethren's wives. I pray to God.
That's a big one.
That would be sick. Come Friday night, man. I've had a long one that week. Can we go dinner? Yeah, come. Let's bring the missus out. I mean, yeah, she's been in the house all day looking after the kids. Yeah, I'll get my sister to look at. Cold. You know what I mean? One Sunday, everyone come to mine. Harry's there, his wife, Illy, AJ, Nick, all of us. Woo!
Just eating good bunch.
Bear whips outside. That's why I look hobbies, yeah.
Big drive.
Oh, yeah. Harry's
well
pulled
lit all the way down. Gravel, lovely.
Leave me alone. House don't even have a number. It's got a name.
Yeah. What's it called?
Ascot.
No, just take the piss. Embassy.
That's good.
Because I struggle to get my passport, so I'm calling my yard Embassy.
Embassy!
Yeah.
My house called Ashwood
Ave.
Huh? Ashwood Ave. That's the crib. The whole crib is called
Ashwood Ave.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I don't like wood in there.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Ashgrove.
Ashgrove. Mental. Wow.
Ashgrove. Bundaville.
Bundaville.
Yeah.
I'll even take the piss. Mahogany Palace. Wow. Whole yard's made out of mahogany.
Love that.
Crazy. Yeah.
Pillars. Big mahogany pillars.
Yeah. Serious.
Your barbecue.
No, but that is actually one of my, and that's my mum's biggest dream, to see all of her kids married and with kids as well. She wants to see all her grandkids.
So the question is, would
how good would that be though?
Get around aging if you could, if someone in 20 years goes, Philly, not young Philly, at Chunks. I can upload your whole brain to a computer.
Bro, you know what you got to do, yeah? You see them questions there? You got to ask a man that don't believe in God. Our answers are boring still.
No, I think still, I can, that's
interesting. I can vouch for you.
Well, go on. What's the concept of the
I
question?
Can upload your brain to a computer and you will live as a computer out of your body that you have now.
Yeah, he's laughing.
Nah, no.
Bro, thanks. you got you know genuinely.
I mean? I'm old school. Get me gone. As soon as I'm gone, bury me 6 feet.
Quickly.
Yeah. However,
how the books wrote feet. It is how it's going.
Yeah.
You got to ask a man that don't believe in God.
I don't like anything extraterrestrial, technology related. Just don't do
if
that to
me. If the book
don't
now, how, say
To the point, brother, where if I'm alive and they say to me, we can inject you and you can live 20 more years, I'm not doing that.
Really?
Why the hell am I doing that for? I'm passing the place that I was not intended to pass. I meant to die at 73. Why am I going at 93 now?
But what if you were meant to go at 93?
Huh?
What if you were meant to go at 93?
I wasn't meant to because it would have been God's decision.
Wow, so that's medical intervention you're talking about there.
Of course, bro. Like, why am I going to get something to extend my life by 20 years? That don't make sense. Mm. I'm meant to go at a certain time. Let me go then, man.
You just accept that.
Accept it. Of course, now if I've got cancer and they're trying to treat me for cancer, then I get it. That makes the most sense. But you now being alive, well, and you're walking and someone says to you, here's an injection, mate, 20 more years in your life. Yeah, go on then. Doesn't make sense to me.
And the same for you, I'm guessing. What if then they said, all right, you don't live forever, but an AI version of you.
Do you know what? You know, and there we go, yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching.
I'm just saying.
And you've said enough, brother. Thank you so much.
It's a little bot that they...
It's so...
Would you do it?
No, absolutely not.
So why are you asking then?
Because you two are crazy sometimes.
Hey. Why you do that? That's crazy.
And while they're arguing, I'm going to do the outro. Thank you so much for watching and listening. God bless you all. I really appreciate you watching. Take care.
What would Chunks say?
They're still going at it. See you later, guys.